This news update's being brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with law offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. And here on Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line. As well as AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. But before that, the Huron County Sheriff's Office has issued a Level 2 winter road advisory due to hazardous driving conditions caused by snow and ice. The officials are urging residents to limit travel to essential trips only and to avoid driving unless it's absolutely necessary. Motorists are encouraged to check with their employers to determine whether they're required to report to work during the advisory. And now for your news. On Monday, Todd Michael Bond had pleaded guilty to his third operating while intoxicated charge, along with a habitual offender enhancement. This felony charge carries a maximum sentence of up to 10 years in prison due to the habitual offender status. Bond admitted to consuming intoxicating beverages, including a couple shots of bourbon and at least 10 beers, before driving on October 31st in Windsor Township. A blood alcohol test later showed a level of 0.322, which is four times the legal limit. His extensive criminal history, including previous convictions for impaired driving, operating while intoxicated, and other felonies, was also acknowledged. The court accepted the plea, and sentencing's been scheduled for March 30th at 9 a.m. Bond's current conditions will continue, and pre-sentence investigation report will be prepared. And Bad Axe Public School Superintendent Gregory Newland said the district opted out of Michigan's 31AA School Safety and Mental Health Funding Program due to legal liability concerns, despite the loss of about $100,000 in funding. The money would have supported security measures and mental health services, which Newland described as essential. A lawsuit sought to remove the liability language from legislation, but the provisions were upheld, prompting many districts, particularly in Michigan's Thumb region, to continue to stay withdrawn from the program. Statewide, nearly half of the school districts in Michigan and schools have backed out of the $321 million initiative. The Michigan Department of Education reported that while 974 districts and schools initially signed funding agreements in December, 462 later rescinded them by the end of 2025. About 70% of traditional public schools and 39% of charter schools reversed their decisions, citing vague and overly broad language that would have required them to waive attorney-client privilege and submit to state investigations following mass casualty incidents such as school shootings. The funding would have provided $374 per public school student and $236 per private school student to support mental health staffing, threat assessment training, and security upgrades. A legal challenge to the program's conditions is now before the Michigan Court of Appeals. As a result of the withdrawals, only 512 districts and schools are set to receive funds, expected to be distributed in February. Some large districts, including Detroit and Dearborn, chose to remain in the program, citing urgent needs for school safety and student mental health resources. And the Huron County Board of Commissioners Tuesday addressed significant local development concerns, with public speakers and board members expressing strong opposition to industrial-scale wind, solar, and data center projects. Concerns were raised about their impact on the county's rural character and limited resources. A one-year moratorium on data centers and potential wind projects was suggested to allow for proper investigation and zoning. Several commissioners voiced strong opposition to data centers, citing insignificant electricity in the Peninsula County and massive water usage that could deplete aquifers and impact agriculture. Verona Township's reportedly considering a moratorium on a data center for similar reasons. In other news, community members advocated for renewal and potential increase of the senior millage, highlighting its critical role in funding services like Meals on Wheels, which delivered 827,000 meals in 2025. The board also approved advertising for numerous openings on various boards and commissions, with applications due by February the 18th. Additionally, the Safety Committee's developing ballot language for a public safety millage, with further discussions planned for early February. Now for a word from our sponsor.
Life moves fast. 1 minute you're cruising down the road, and the next minute, bam, the unexpected surprise. That's why having the right insurance matters. This is Chris Stone from Stone Insurance Agency, providing auto owners insurance. We've been protecting drivers like you for over 6 decades, offering reliable coverage and with award-winning customer service. Whether it's a fender bender or a major mishap, we're there for you. Best of all, we know you and our community. No call centers, no robots, just real people here, ready to help. Stone Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance. Simple, reliable. We have offices in Bad Axe and Deckerville. Call us for a quote today at 1-800-530-9105.
Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe has multiple generations of experience providing parts for anything with an engine. Whether you're point A to point B driver or pro, Huron Auto Parts has the knowledge to make sure you get the right parts the first time. And if you're a farmer, your machinery is your lifeline. With Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe, in most cases, they have the parts in stock on the shelf or can get it the next day, so that if and when a breakdown happens, you'll be back to work in no time. Huron Auto Parts, 203 Southport Crescent in Bad Axe.
Hey guys, I got Rick and Annette from Huron Auto Parts with me today, and what sets them apart from the competition.
People come in all the time telling me they've been everywhere and can't find the part they need. 99 times out of 100, I have the part on the shelf or can get it the next day and even deliver it.
That's right. We've been finding parts for more than just cars and trucks for decades now. If it has an engine, we have the parts for it. From old tractors, lawnmowers, and generators to quads, snowmobiles, and any other toys you might have. Huron Auto Parts is so much more than just a parts store.
For 62 years, we've been serving Huron County and beyond.
And all together now.
Service is the difference. We get it.
And we're back with more news. In a major shift for the carrier, Southwest Airlines has begun implementing its new assigned seating policy today. For decades, the airline was known for its open seating model, but is now aligning with industry standards to improve passenger boarding efficiency and cater to changing traveler preferences. Early reports from airports indicate a mix of reactions as frequent flyers adjust to the loss of traditional boarding processes. The airline expects the change to reduce boarding anxiety and potentially increase revenue through premium seat selections. And Russian President Vladimir Putin scheduled to hold talks today with Syrian President Ahmed al-Sharaa during a working visit to Russia. The meeting will focus on bilateral ties and the ongoing efforts to stabilize the Middle East following years of conflict in the region. The discussions are expected to touch upon energy cooperation and the role of international peacekeepers. This meeting comes at a critical time as Syria seeks to reintegrate into the global diplomatic community after a decade of isolation. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. And Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line. As well as AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider and go to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
This is Brian Stone from Stone Insurance Agency, your auto owner's agency with offices in Bad Axe and Deckerville. Life is full of surprises, some good, some not so good. But with Stone Insurance Agency and Auto Owner's Insurance, you don't have to face the unexpected alone. From auto, home, farm, boat, motorcycle, business, or life insurance, we've got you covered with personal service from Stone Insurance Agency and Auto Owners. No call centers, no runaround, just award-winning coverage with a team you can trust. Stone Insurance Agency and Auto Owner's Insurance, simple, reliable. Visit Stone Insurance Agency in Bad Axe or Deckerville. Give us a call at 1-800-530-9105.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.